Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Is our source of life being poisoned? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So think about this math, Matt. Every week, an average of 13,500 preborn children, and that's children that aren't born yet, but they are then killed by these chemical abortion drugs.
Yeah, that's amazing. So chemical abortion is on the increase. Brick and mortar abortion clinics are on the decrease. So what's happening with these chemical abortions? When this mifepristone was approved in the twilight days or weeks of the Bill Clinton administration by the FDA, he wanted to get this out, and so they approved it in the last remaining weeks of his presidency. They did not do any studies that were showing the adverse effect of mifepristone on women, certainly on the environment. Obviously, it was envisioned at the time, or promoted, I should say, at the time, that it would be a small percentage of what would be part of the abortion industry, and the brick and mortar would continue to increase. But you know what happened is the mifepristone drug has increased and brick and mortar has been continually decreasing. So most abortions now are done through this mifepristone chemical abortion.
But the thing is, our septic systems and our city water treatment plants were not designed to handle that.
And they never did a study on it.
Yeah.
They never did a study on it. So when you think about going to an abortion facility, a brick and mortar facility, and you have the remains of the brutalized, ripped apart baby, they have to account for all the body parts to make sure that the abortion was complete. And they are required by law, just like a hospital, for example, to properly dispose of the, quote, medical waste, the human remains, in certain receptacles. And they have to have certain requirements to dispose of that. So what happens to a chemical abortion? That chemical abortion is not happening in a brick-and-mortar facility.
Oh, you're going home in your own bathroom and doing it.
Yeah, you take the pill. Lots of times it comes through the mail. You never see anybody face-to-face. You get a package in the mailbox. You open it up. You take the pill. You're at home. You're at a hotel. And you take this pill. And then you start to have an abortion. And where you have that abortion, you have it in the bathroom at the toilet. And the remains of mifepristone and the baby's body parts, bones and sinew and organs, go into the water, the toilet, and are flushed into the wastewater system, the treatment plants. Now, I was talking to a developer just yesterday, Holly, about Mount Dora, Florida. It's a nice little quaint town north of Orlando, beautiful town. Do you know that Mount Dora, Florida is at capacity for its sewage and will not be able to allow building for 4 more years? That's shocking.
Oh.
In other words, their sewer system has reached capacity. And therefore, if you want to build a new structure that's also going to be hooked up to the sewage system, you will not be able to do that for 4 years unless something drastically happens. I know that firsthand from a developer that is working in this beautiful place of Mount Dora. Mount Dora is not, however, an exception to the rule. Some of our wastewater treatment plants have reached maximum capacity. Mount Dora is just an example of that. They're in a crisis right now because they cannot, people can't go there, buy a piece of property, build a new structure that's going to be hooked up to the wastewater sewage system because they're at capacity. They can't hook up anymore.
Now, so this is residential and commercial?
It's anything.
Wow.
It's a nightmare.
And they have a huge lake there too.
They do. So it's a beautiful location, but this is just an example of the outdated, over-maxed treatment systems. So beyond the fact that many of these are at capacity, what else is happening is we know for a fact that these treatment plants cannot filter out long-lasting drugs. We've known that for years, for example. Take, for example, the different kinds of antibiotics. You take an antibiotic shot, you take an antibiotic pill. Guess where that goes? It goes into the wastewater treatment plants. And those are long-lasting metabolites. They are not able to be filtered out. And what happens to them? They recycle, yes, they do, back into your water supply because the water supply systems cannot filter out these long-lasting metabolites. So what about mifepristone? Well, mifepristone has a long half-life. It has a long-lasting metabolite. It does not dissolve in the water. So just like the antibiotics, mifepristone, a progesterone-blocking drug, cannot be filtered out by virtually any wastewater treatment plant in the United States, which means if it can't be filtered out, guess what's happening to it? It's likely being recycled back into drinkable water or other kinds of water that is being used for fertilizing, sprinkling, and other things.
Which means, regardless of what your stance is about abortion, this issue affects every single person.
Yeah, so we know that there is a rise of infertility. There could be a lot of causes. The question that we need to ask, which we don't have a question or an answer for to this question, and that is the rise of infertility in part caused by mifepristone going back into the drinkable water? And the question is a very legitimate one because mifepristone is a progesterone-blocking drug. That's what happens in this situation. It kills the baby by starving it. So if you take progesterone or this progesterone-blocking drug, mifepristone, and if you are pregnant, guess what will happen? Well, it's going to starve your baby and therefore result in a miscarriage. Now, I can't say for a fact that that's the cause of it. I can say, however, there's a likely...
It's a questionable, yeah.
...connection, and it needs to be studied. But beyond that, Holly... Beyond the drugs that are going into the wastewater system, there's also 30 to 40 tons, that's an estimate, and it's probably higher than that, of human remains going into the wastewater system. There's a lot of articles, we have a PowerPoint on this, where we have articles from newspaper reports that babies, they call them fetuses, were found in the wastewater treatment plants.
Wow, but you know, President Trump has said he wants crystal clear drinking water. Secretary Kennedy is aware of this issue. So I think we need to continue to talk to our people on Capitol Hill and get them, you know, up to speed on this and then deal with this soon.
Yeah, so Trump has said two things, and it can't be both. He said that he's favorable to this mifepristone, but he's also favorable to have clean drinking water. You cannot have mifepristone and clean drinking water. I think that when he realizes and understands...
He needs the details.
...that this is going into our drinking water...
Right.
...then I think he's going to say the same thing that RFK is saying. And in fact, we have had meetings with RFK Jr.'s team in HHS, with the FDA, high-level people in the FDA, and also people in the Trump administration. And they know about this issue. As a result of our meetings with the Trump administration and other high-level officials as well, where this has been brought to their attention, there are several things happening. There is going to be a congressional hearing. There's already been a congressional hearing with regards to mifepristone. There's going to be a congressional hearing with regards to this abortion drug going into the water. And as a direct result of our involvement, in the second MAHA report, Make America Healthy Again report from the HHS regarding children, there is a specific statement that says that these chemicals in the water should be studied. So that is being done. We have a lot of progress that we've made, but we have to get to the finish line.
And you know, it helps when people, you know, they learn this and they speak up and they address their elected officials with this information.
Absolutely. And most people don't think about it. Every time, Holly, we present this to somebody, people's like their eyes pop open and their jaw drops like, really, this is going to the water? Yeah, it's going
this
to the water.
This affects all of us.
It affects every one of us. It doesn't matter where you stand on abortion. We ought to have clean water, as President Trump says. We ought to have clean drinking water. And that includes stopping mifepristone, stopping aborted babies from going into the wastewater systems. For more information, go to abortioninourwater.org. That's abortioninourwater.org. That's a special website we created with lots of information, abortioninourwater.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.